we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bikes. Ride safe, have fun, all right.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
I can't look up to the sky and play.
Oh, that would help, wouldn't it? Good evening.
We're a little rusty over here. It's been a 3-week hiatus.
That's
and
sad.
Boy, is it good to be back.
You're listening to Beep Boop.
Boop Beep.
On 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're trying some new things.
New,
on our new show.
New summer.
New summer.
New us.
New us.
Same old WMFO.
Right. We dreamt up a laundry list of fun activities the other night for our show, and they're going to be good.
Yeah, we're going to test drive them. Maybe you hate them, maybe you love them. Either way, we appreciate your feedback. So, give us a call if you want to just join in, talk, mess around with whatever we're doing. But, we've also got some good tunes for you. Those aren't going away.
No.
This is a little weird. We've never had a show together.
No, we've been on each other's shows, but we thought it was time to combine forces.
Agreed. Now, I mean, arguably the best show now.
Right. It's like a super show.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, best show on the best station this side of the Mississippi. Does that make us? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But we listened to a song.
We did listen to a song that was Desiree. I can't quite do it.
Just listen to you sing.
There will be no singing by Spencer on the show. You don't need to hear that. We'd like you to enjoy your listening. that was by Sean Rowe off Madman. Just a nice little kind of soulful tune that I heard earlier this week, and it's kind of been stuck in my head. I kind of wish I knew a little bit more about Sean Rowe. I guess I'll have to listen to more of his stuff, but just a good song in my mind.
I liked it. It was upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Made me feel good.
Hey, nothing like some upbeat music on a Tuesday evening.
A dreary Tuesday.
Hey, Boston, if you're listening, can you stop raining, please?
I know. I joked this. It seems like we moved to Seattle.
This is summer.
It was 50. I was chilly today. I wanted like gloves and a hat. I drank a hot chocolate. It's June.
Yeah.
That should, no.
Yeah. Em and I are convinced there's some guy in Ohio who's really bored.
Jim.
He starts with a J. He's definitely from Ohio.
We change his name every time.
And
he's
in control of the weather. We're convinced. It's the only reasonable explanation.
He has mood swings.
He has mood swings, and right now he's really not into Boston. So if anyone knows Jeff,
Jim, Joe,
someone can drop him a line and tell him to fix this awful weather we've been having. That would be great. You want to do a quick weather report right now, Em?
Sure.
All right, one sec. Let me look outside and see what the weather's doing.
All right, you go out there in the field. All right. Oh.
It's raining.
Still raining. All right, and that was our hourly weather report. Do you want to listen to more music?
Yeah, I think that's probably what people want.
Okay, I'll give you a choice. Do you want a song that you've already heard because I played it for you? It's new.
Mm-hmm.
It's by a current artist and band. Very good. Or do you want to listen to an old song?
You know me. I kind of like the old stuff.
Okay.
We can play both.
Okay.
But I prefer...
This is a band that my dad really likes. I don't know if they're from Connecticut.
Shout out Mr. Panulo. Shout out Connecticut.
They might be from... I don't know. But basically he said that he like met them and would like hang out with them. And they weren't around for a very long time. And it's kind of hard to find some of their stuff. He says he has like one of their only like vinyl recordings.
That's awesome.
And we listened to the song the other day and I really liked it. And I could only find a live version of it, but here it is.
What's the band called?
Those Melvins.
Very cool.
Yes. So, here is an old song.
Our musical guest tonight is well known to this studio audience. They're going to do an original tune, something called 20 Flights.
Variety tonight is very proud to present Those Melvins.
Change my mind, jump like the sea. shots and passing trucks.
You just heard some tunes. What was the first one that we heard, Em?
We listened to a live version of 20 Flights by those Melvins. And then we listened to one of the new Grizzly Bear singles, Morning Sound. They're releasing an album very soon. I'm very excited. It's been a while. And then the last song we just heard was Mold Baby and the Queen Midas?
I think it's Midas, yeah.
Midas, by the So-So Glows.
I really like the Melvin song. Do you know, like, what their, like, arc as a band is? Like, what made them kind of, like, hard to find their stuff about?
They were just, like a bunch of, like, teenagers from Connecticut. I don't know if it's that they, like, didn't put out that much music. Like, they didn't, like... I don't know if they were just one of those bands that, like, didn't really record that much, and they just kind of, like, had... You know, they, like, sold records at their shows and stuff, but it's not like you'd see their CDs popping up in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe it was that kind of thing. Not sure. Have to do more research. Either that, or they just, like, weren't around for a while, so there was a kind of limited amount. Probably a combination of both, if I had to guess, but... Yeah.
I liked it.
Cool.
That's cool, too, that your dad has just, like, one of their, you know, only kind of vinyls.
Yeah.
Do you have a vinyl that you, like, hold prized?
Not really. Not really, only because, like, the vinyl that I have is either, like, new mm-hmm. music, so it's, like, not really novel. We have a couple cool things at home, though, that are, like, family things. I have some old albums. I have, like, a Marshall Crenshaw album, which is pretty cool. Got it at the dollar store. The dollar bins.
Yeah.
There's, like, always some good finds there. I picked up a Earth, Wind, Fire vinyl from, like, a town yard sale kind of thing. But it was, like, super warped. It was really sad. I was like, maybe it'll... Does not play.
Yeah. We should find a vinyl during a break here in a second to play.
We can do that.
Vinyl of the week. Yeah, I wish. The issue too is just like it's tough with like new. Like streaming just makes it so stupidly easy.
Right, but
like
there's something nice about.
Oh, absolutely. It's tough when it's like, well, I could stream this music for free, or like, but like going out and I mean the experience of like getting a vinyl is like definitely unparalleled.
Agreed.
But you definitely have to be kind of into it and set on it. I think if you're gonna like accrue like a solid collection. But more tunes, perhaps.
More tunes, and then maybe a vinyl and a fun game when we get back. Cool. How does that sound?
Sounds perfect.
Great.
Over, grown like a clover in my dirt and I've grown thicker skin beneath my shirt. My calloused feet had wandered away, but my ankles are tired and I'm home here to stay.
We're back. I'm now in the driver's seat. We're going 88 miles per hour, headed north. You just listened to some tunes. The first one was a pick from Emma by Palehound. Which one was that, Em?
Room.
Room. Palehound came and performed at Spring Thing.
Rocked. They rocked.
They were
Spring.
Sweet. They were awesome. Super talented. They've got a release party, I believe, coming up.
Oh, yeah. I want to say next week?
Yeah, something like that. I want to say it's Friday.
Yeah.
So clearly we're not informed, but if you head on over to your favorite internet browser and type in Palehound release party, hopefully you'll find the details that you're looking for. Definitely would recommend any time.
It's in Boston.
In Boston.
I don't remember where.
But yeah, if you have the chance, check them out. Great band.
Nice people, too.
Yeah. Talented, nice people, good music. What more could you ask for? And after that, we had a pick from Emma again. Courtney Barnett. Avant-Gardner. Nice little play there on words.
Want to know a fun fact?
How fun is the fact? But the answer is yes.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's about me. Is that biased? Maybe.
Just a little narcissistic.
My fun fact is that I feel like until a couple years ago, I mostly listened to bands with like male singers. I don't know why. And like for whatever reason, a lot of like female artists I listened to, I like was not into, but I have turned the corner. I'm super into girl bands now.
Cool.
It's just a fun fact. I don't know what changed that in my life.
I don't know.
But there you go.
Strong female vocals. Strong women in general. They kick butt.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we had Whole Wide World by Big Tree. Not to be confused with Whole Wide World by Bahamas. Also a good song. Bahamas, Pink Strat, great album. But that wasn't the Bahamas. That was Big Tree. yeah. So now we've got a fun little thing that we're test driving. Well, I don't know. I'll pass it over to you, Em. What's this all about?
So I came up with this wonderful idea that to entertain ourselves and hopefully there also entertain our listeners, that Spencer and I would each week write each other something, whether that is a fake advertisement, a poem, a song, a story, just a short little piece, to give the other person to read, but they don't know anything about it coming into it. Like, you're just gonna get handed a piece of paper and you have to read whatever is on it. And I thought it would be funny to, like, make the other person try and read it kind of seriously, not knowing what they're getting into, and try to kind of make them laugh. So I came up with something for Spencer on my way home from work today. It's a poem.
I love poetry. Spoken word is my favorite. I haven't performed on air yet, but...
Well, here's your chance, Spencer. All right, I have it written here for you. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
The title is the first line.
Oh, gosh.
He's already laughing. I win.
An ode to Crampy. Oh, Crampy, second toe on my right foot. How you turn my toe into a zigzag. Am I crying because I'm laughing so hard? Or am I crying because you put my body in odd shapes it should not be in? Oh, Crampy, how you sneak up on me. Are you trying to attack me to get attention because you are lonely? Or are you cruel and like to see me suffer while Emma laughs? Oh, Crampy. I feel like I'm saying Grampy.
It's Crampy.
Oh, Crampy, how I do not miss you when you are gone. Are you tired of walking in my shoes? Your only escape from the grind of each step is to uncontrollably cramp? Or are you afraid of the open air? The only time you really cramp is when I'm laying, doing absolutely nothing, so I don't really understand what's going on here. Oh, Crampy, though you aggravate me, you will always be a part of me. I think I'm crying.
That's about Spencer's toe that always
cramps. I have a toe that cramps. It is the second toe on my right foot. It is now going to be called Crampy. It makes me feel very vulnerable, very self-conscious, and very unable as a human being to do things.
Crippled by a toe cramp.
Some would say, but yeah, it is my Achilles toe. I like that. That was good. You put some, there's clear stanzas. There is, I took a poetry class, everyone. I would recommend it. Natalie Shapiro, great professor.
Did I impress you with
the
poem?
You have some repetition.
Some structure in there,
You have
it doesn't rhyme, but that's okay. Not all poems have
to rhyme. Is it an iambic pentameter?
I didn't put that much effort into it.
No, that was good, yes. Oh, Crampy. Oh, Crampy, oh, Crampy. Beware of the day. Wow. I think... Now I feel better about me cramping up with my toe.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. That was empowering.
I'm happy to hear it. It's amazing what a
spoken word is. It's just a.
But Spencer, I was so inspired. The moment I thought, "Hey, I'm gonna write about his cramping toe," the words just flowed out of me.
Yeah.
Thank you for
a Wordsworth over here. My toe thanks you. Enough about my toe. You don't want to hear about that. Or maybe you do. I don't know. But this next song is one that I listened to a lot freshman year of Ye Olde College. It's by the Shouting Matches, and it's just a nice little example of what just guitar and a voice that's trying to say something. It's called I Had a Real Good Lover. I hope you like it.
Somebody say that so far from me now. Promises now. Well, I had a real good lover. She's gone from me now.
All right. That was I Had a Real Good Lover by the Shouting Matches. I love that song. It is 9:53 on this fine, well, not so fine, dreary Tuesday.
I had a good day.
Evening. Yeah, hey, you know.
It's a fine day.
True, and hopefully everyone's Wednesday's hump day will be just as swell. But it is 9:54.
Oh! I've never heard someone get so excited. Well,
it's a great time, man. Because it's PSA time, PSA. And we have some important information about your local's farmers market.
Yes, this is the local farmers market PSA. Gotta get my reading voice on. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford, with free parking in the lot there, as well on both sides of Winthrop and South Streets. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesday from noon through 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herb Street, Herbert Street. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its farmers market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. There's so many farmers markets. This is so exciting. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Spencer, fruits and vegetables can talk?
Are you a fruit or are you a vegetable? You're fruity.
Yeah, I think
so too. I like to think I'm an asparagus.
Maybe with like the hair kind
of. Yeah. Was it a farmer's market that you saw today? I saw a sign for...
Oh, no. It's more than just a farmer's market. It is the SOWA. I don't know what that stands for. SOWA? I don't know how it's supposed to be pronounced. But it's an open market. Boston's largest outdoor market, apparently. It's an arts market, vintage market, farmer's market, food truck bazaar, and a beer garden. You can go to www.sowaboston.com. It's from April 29th until October 29th. I'm assuming just on the weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Saturday and Sunday. I don't know. It looked cool. They had a really awesome poster. And I enjoy food and art and vintage things and anything that grows out of the ground, so lots of exciting things going on.
Agree.
Do we have one last song?
Yeah, I think so. I think I was feeling playing the District's new song.
Oh.
The District's a band that Emma and I have seen and love. They've got an album coming out. And they're playing in Boston in August, I believe.
Yes. Maybe. We have so many concerts that we don't know when they are.
Horse Jumper of Love on next Monday at the Sinclair. That feels too big.
I thought that was at the Middle East.
It might be at the Middle East.
We clearly don't know our schedules or anything. It's written down
day by
somewhere.
Day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But anyways, yeah, they're releasing an album, and this, I believe, is off of it. It is called If Before I Wake. Thank you, y'all, for listening to Boop Beep.
Beep Boop.
Here on WFO Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5. Yeah, we're going to be back each week from here on out, giving you the best tunes, and we'll be adding some stuff, seeing what works, what doesn't work, maybe some themes, but good vibes all around. So I hope everyone has a phenomenal Wednesday and a phenomenal rest of their evening. Em, anything?
Good night.
Good night. Farewell. All right, I'll shut up.
Thunder woke me up. It was storming in the city. I was suddenly wide awake, sitting in the darkness, but my